You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. No matter who you are, you probably had a bad day at the office that changed your perspective. Or maybe you made an impulse purchase you really, really wish you could take back. This week, musician Esperanza Spalding sat down with our producer, Raghu Manavalan, to take the Marketplace quiz. That's our questionnaire based on experiences with work and money.
My name is Esperanza Spalding, and I don't like to describe myself. I make sounds and art.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I think the hardest part, what's coming to mind right now, is learning that you can't really trust the opinion of other people about the work that you're doing. You know, if your boss in the office says, like, this is not a good article, I need you to rewrite it for this reason, and then you rewrite it and you see that it's better, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to trust my boss, and also I'm accountable to him. But in music or in art, you have to find this compass in a way that's sort of insulated from other people's feedback and hold yourself accountable to a standard that you believe in. That sounds really nice, but it's actually very, 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 very challenging to keep in touch with that compass when a lot of other people are giving you opinions, good and bad, about the work that you're doing.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Oh my God. So many things. I feel like everything that I've ever ordered on Amazon, I don't understand. I love Amazon, but I never use what I bought. It's crazy. I feel like half my bookshelf is just stuff that I one-clicked and never read and will never read. The
When did you realize music could be an actual paying career?
Ooh, very early, actually. Very, very early, when I was probably 15. I had a trio with a friend, with two friends, obviously. I didn't sing yet. So we built ourselves as a trio, and then we realized, wait a minute, we could charge as four people, but we're only three, because I could. What if I learned how to sing?
Yeah, true.
And that's when it all came into focus that you could do things to make more money playing music.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there were a lot of gigs at that time when I was very young in Portland, and I started gigging a lot. I never understood that you could do it for your whole life. It seemed so novel, you know. I always had like 9-to-5 jobs when I was younger and older. And at one point my boss pulled me aside and he said, you know, you can't keep missing work to do gigs. You're going to have to choose. And then I realized, like, oh, wow, I have been earning money doing gigs. Maybe I can actually pay my rent this way. And the rest is unfolding.
We could change the whole story of love. Same old play, I'm getting tired of. No more acting these predictable roles. Just a sleeping, unconditional love.
What was your first job?
My first job, I worked at a place called People's Food Co-op. That was my first real job. I fell asleep as my boss was telling me things because I had just discovered that I didn't live at home anymore and I could stay out late and get in trouble and nobody would be there to notice when I came home. So I was doing that pretty much every night, and I'd go in to have meetings with my boss, Louise, and then I'd wake up to her yelling at me, saying, like, are you listening, Esperanza? And I would have fallen asleep. I was very irresponsible, and I'm really sorry, Louise, for being such a horrible employee. And I won't even tell you about working for the Portland Parks and Recreation for the No Ivy League. That was my second job.
Too cool.
I really am from Oregon. I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm from Oregon.
If some magic should find me.
What is your most prized possession?
Right now, my most prized possession is the journal or the notebook in which I have been brainstorming and devising the next iteration of my project. If I lost that notebook, it would really hurt and sting because everything's in there. It's just real, it's raw. It's like a field journal because it's with me all the time in case I think of something at the moment that seems brilliant. And if I lost that possession, it would hurt a lot.
Judas, you know the lonesome road.
Last question. What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
Ooh, a couple things. One, no matter how daunting it seems, make sure you can repeat everything in the contract in your own language. Make sure that you can say each paragraph again in your own layman's terms. I would make sure that you can say that to a lawyer who then can tell you yes or no. Mm-hmm. You did understand that or you didn't understand that. I would also, I wish somebody would have said, no, you can do it by yourself first before you reach out for support or before you depend on other people for their support making your visions come to fruition. I'm learning that now, and I think I would have done some projects much better if I would have had that mode going into the creation of it. But you have a mind.
Esperanza Spalding's latest album, Emily's De-Evolution, is out now. Forget this innocent wrecking ball.